Now, Henry, I don't think the problem was Judge Hoffman at all. I think that to isolate Chicago into an obdurate judge, a bitter judge, a bad judge, would be to almost obfuscate all of the issues involved there. This was not the judge, this was the government of the United States. The lead in Chicago was taken by the prosecution, and the judge was a willing and complacent tool in all of this, because he had, I guess, a lot of the vision of an old man who was determined that his world wouldn't shatter before his eyes, and it was also determined to regulate and control these wicked, evil persons whom he had prejudged because of many factors. But it was the government, it was the prosecution, which set the stage and produced the results.
But to the image of the court, you see, to the image of the court's dignity and decorum, as the judge refers to it, were tremendously disruptive. I mean, all of us have some concept of the media. You know, no, I know that I do a somersault, I do a handstand downstairs on the sidewalk, you know, in front of the court building on the day it opens, you see, that by the time that hits the East Coast or the West Coast, that was done in the middle of the courtroom in front of the judge, you see. And then the judge reads out in the paper the next day and says, I will not have my courtroom turned into a circus. But you see, nothing's happening in the room. But mythically, everything is going on in the room. I think people around the country have a view of this trial as one of total chaos, defendants fighting with marshals on the floor, people coming in naked, the judge jerking off in his chair, you know, witnesses standing up and screaming bloody murder, people running around with guns and bombs, and that's the image that we've created of the trial without actually having done any of those things.